T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go. This is a story that's developing by the minute. Honestly, it's why we're here. It's my great pleasure to be able to bring you the latest information. I got to throw out some love to Paul Wood from UPMC. Superstar. Just amazing how he delivers. Like FedEx, man. That being said, so here's the deal real quick, and then we'll get to Dr. Yearly. Early this morning, breaking news. CDC says we're going to slow down, we're going to put a hold on, we're going to stop for now briefly using the J&J vaccine. 6 clotting cases, 1 death, we've got to take a look. About 8 million vaccines. Well, what that did was threw big, big roadblock up for UPMC because they have clinics tomorrow and Thursday. 12,000 folks signed up to get the J&J vaccine. However, comma. I got to tell you, and I got to commend them, man, they stepped up and they made a commitment to get folks who were scheduled to get vaccinated. And you're going to hear straight from the big man himself, Dr. Yearly, that they're going to hold to that commitment. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for coming back, sir. Important stuff. Give us the latest.
Well, thanks for having me back, Marty, and thanks for keeping people as up to date as possible. Of course, not having delivery of the vaccine doses that we were counting on, or at least we have delivery but not having the ability to use them, really puts the ability to have the big session at risk. But we were able to get together and use all of the resources across UPMC, and we will hold both of those clinics, and everyone who already has a scheduled appointment will be able to get a vaccine of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. I think it's a testimony to the hard, very quick work by many people and the willingness to just try to find solutions to unexpected problems. People should not be fearful of the vaccine. These are the same vaccines we've been using for months. They're very effective and very safe. If you have an appointment, come and get your vaccine.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know what to do with music, doctor. They play a song until you hate it. We got to say this until folks get sick of hearing it, because we do not want folks to blow this off, do we, sir?
Absolutely not. Vaccination is one of the important tools in protecting yourself and for us putting the pandemic behind. It's not the only tool, but it's a really important one. I want you to wear your mask before you get vaccinated and afterwards for another 2 months. I want you to keep that distance, but get that vaccine, and don't let this become a false reason to hesitate or not get vaccinated. There are people who unfortunately need even added protection, but don't give up this protection. It's important.
Question for Dr. Don Yearly from UPMC, from my executive producer, Patrick. The clinics are supposed to be a one and done with the Johnson & Johnson. Doctor, how are they handling the second dose appointments? Great question, actually. Very relevant.
Yeah, we will handle them the same way we had planned and have been doing at all the rest of our clinics. So that will be a difference. If you had gotten the J&J, it is just a singular dose. We're pausing that right now. We will schedule you using the exact same scheduling approach that you had for this very first vaccine.
Hey, I think it's also pertinent and very relevant that we kind of discuss what the FDA just said. They said, look, this pause in the use of the J&J vaccine will be for a very short period of time, maybe a day or two. What does that tell you, doctor? What will they do in that day or two, sir?
Much like we talked about earlier, Marty, it's a chance to take a breath and look at all the available evidence and decide what does it tell us to do next. My expectation is there'll be very many expert eyes on this. While it'll be a prompt process, I don't think it'll be hurried, and people shouldn't worry about are we looking hard enough. I think both the FDA and the CDC, the experts will be looking at it. I can promise you we'll do the same here at UPMC.
Hey, doctor, I'm really curious as hell about this. How did you pull this off, man? How did you get 12,000 vaccines in an hour and a half? How did you do it, sir?
Well, we're blessed to work with an incredibly talented team of pharmacists, nursing staff, administrative experts, and we have vaccine supplies that we were planning to use later in the week and early next week. And what it took is putting together a list and collating and making sure that we got vaccine to where it could be used most effectively, most quickly, and then we'll work together with the Commonwealth and the county to make sure that we backfill that vaccine that we're using. It's the strength of having a big system here right in your backyard.
And Doc, could you please stress to folks how extremely unusual it is to have serious side effects from any of these vaccines, sir?
If you look at the numbers that we're talking about, whether it's this blood clotting event or other concerns, they are exceptionally small and even smaller than many of the other vaccines that folks don't talk about. In general, all of these vaccines are exceptionally well studied. The safety profiles are fabulous, and they clearly deliver much more benefit than any harm. People often only worry about the injection, and they forget about the harm of the infection. The infection can cause real long-term complications, even if you survive. So our advice is get the vaccine. It's the smartest play.
It has to be your biggest fear or your biggest concern today is that folks will freak out and use this as an excuse to not get it at all. Has to be, sir.
You're exactly right. And again, I can't say it more simply. Wear your mask before and after and get vaccinated. It is the smart thing to do. Don't let this narrow concern become a reason to put yourself at risk for the full-blown disease, which I promise you, you do not want.
All right, game on tomorrow and Thursday. Doctor, I think it's amazing what your team did. And give them much love from us, sir. I'm very grateful for your time as well. I know how busy you are.
All right, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.